Well, it's the second week in April, and I'm glad you're taking the time to listening to my blog today. Just want to give you an update on a variety of things that I've been talking about and I've been doing here in recent weeks. First of all, a lot of you have been nice enough to email me and contact me about when I'm going to be back on the radio. I really enjoyed taking the last month and a half off. You know, you get to be my age. I've got a birthday coming up in May. I'll be 68. And time becomes all the more important with children, grandchildren, traveling, other things you like to do. And although I thoroughly enjoyed being on 99.5 FM, WRNO in New Orleans, doing it every day, 3 hours a day, was a real time-consuming enterprise. Although, as I say, I really enjoyed it. The problem was not the show. It was preparing for the show. I found if you're going to do a really first-rate radio show, you spend a good hour for every hour you're on the air. So that was 6 or 7 hours a day just in the show itself, an hour or so of answering all the emails I was getting. And, of course, I was traveling back and forth to New Orleans, which is a real labor of love, getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning. And, again, it just took a real toll on me. I've been working closely with the station. I want to do something. I want to stay in touch. We're going to consider a number of alternatives. For the time being, I'm starting up this Sunday, which I guess is the 13th, April the 13th. April the 13th. I'll be on the air from 11 in the morning till 1 o'clock in the afternoon on WRNO 99.5 FM out of New Orleans, and I'll be on each Sunday. Kind of a slower weekend activity. I can kind of review what happened during the week as far as the legislature, what's happening throughout the city of New Orleans, and all over the state, and then give a focus as to what's coming up into the future. So we'll start back in there, and I'll certainly keep you posted. Look on my blog on the website, and it'll tell you the exact times if there's any change. But for the time being, I'll start up on Sunday. I also want to refer you to my column this week. I wrote about Governor Bobby Jindal. You know, whether you're for Jindal or not, if you're realistic about it, I think he has a real good chance of possibly being the vice presidential nominee on the John McCain Republican candidate ticket. And I say that, I kind of analyzed it, looked at some of the other candidates. Hope you'll take the time to read it. Basically, what I was saying is, by elimination, a lot of those other candidates are being talked about carry a lot of baggage. Condoleezza Rice, by the way, was mentioned on the George Stephanopoulos radio show on Sunday. Each ABC show that goes on Sunday morning. And one of the guests was Fox News analyst Dan Senor, who was a former military spokesman for coalition forces in Baghdad. And by the way, he happens to be my son-in-law, married to my oldest daughter, Campbell. And Dan talked about the speculation of Condoleezza Rice and said that he felt she was very interested in being on the vice presidential ticket. And stirred up a lot of interest and a lot of commentary all over the state, or rather all over the country. My take on that is that Rice has just got too many negatives. She's being perceived as being an orchestrator of the present Iraq problem, the Iraq war. And even though John McCain is a strong supporter of the war at this stage, he's continually, quite frankly, until recently, been saying that the war has been woefully mismanaged. And I think that tying that into Rice makes her a little unacceptable. Also, she's got a lot of baggage. She's pro-choice on abortion. She's for affirmative action. She's just not acceptable to the hard conservative right that McCain really needs, because they've got some suspicions about him, too. Also, a lot of talk about Mitt Romney. I talked about that in my column. The former governor of Massachusetts looked on as a flip-flopper. I think being a Mormon is going to hurt him, too. When all is said and done, I don't think he's going to be the nominee. And so when you look over the criteria, someone that's young because of McCain's older age, someone who's not an insider in Washington like McCain has been all his life. McCain says he knows very little about economics. Remember the Romney statement that not many of the candidates running had not run as much as a lemonade stand, taking a shot at Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and John McCain himself, of not having much business background or other aspects of government. So that was one of the knocks. Then a running mate who's not identical to him but has a much better appeal to the conservative right. Well, the guy that fits all the those attributes of being what McCain needs is Bobby Jindal. You know, he's a young guy compared to McCain, 36 years old, not really a beltway guy in Washington, has run a number of business-related entities, if you will. They've been in government, but ran the whole educational system, Louisiana higher educational system outside of the LSU system, ran the state health care system, all attributes that show he can administer a situation pretty well. And I was been surprised, quite frankly, at the response from national columnists talking about the whole Jindal campaign. There was an article in the Wall Street Journal just last week that said that Jindal's a rising star, time for a change. This could be the very person that McCain needs for vice president. And then the American Spectator magazine, very conservative publication, said that if McCain wants to prove to conservatives that he means business, not empty words, that his best choice is Bobby Jindal. And then Rush Limbaugh really came on like gangbusters, and he compared him to Ronald Reagan and said he's the best choice. So, you know, McCain needs to build up that conservative base, and when Rush Limbaugh leading the charge, I think it's something that a lot of other conservatives are going to pick up on, and you're going to hear Jindal's name being a lot mentioned. Now, Jindal's denying any interest in being vice president, saying he's is focusing on being the governor of Louisiana. You and I both know quite well that if the phone rings and it's John McCain saying, Governor, I need you on my ticket, Jindal will jump at the opportunity, which creates a whole new scenario of concerns in Louisiana. Who takes his place? How do you fill the various roles, the domino effect when Mitch Landrieu, the lieutenant governor, takes over as governor? Who takes all the other positions that come open? So it would be a fascinating scenario in Louisiana, something that hopefully we'll have the chance to talk a lot about coming up in the weeks to come. So I just share those thoughts with you about Jindal, something I wrote about this week and something I think that is going to create political buzz for some time to come. I also tell you this, by the way, I know I'm proud of my oldest daughter, Campbell. You can see her each evening now, 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock on CNN when she's covering all the election returns. Also this Sunday evening, which is the same day my radio show starts up on the 13th, she'll be hosting a debate between Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton on health issues, I believe. That's on CNN Sunday night at 7 o'clock. So you got the Browns everywhere on the media and on my website. Hope you'll enjoy listening and reading about all that we all have to say. Glad you took the time to listen to me. Talk to you next week and give you some more oversights of so many things going on. This is Jim Brown saying thanks for listening.